Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original documentary. In association with Further Pictures. All is completely black.
We are soul. As souls, we are not under time or space. We are infinite.
Slender green blades of wheat leaves jostle against each other, dancing in the stiff breeze. They form an emerald blur against the pale blue sky.
Just try following your breath. And every time any thought arises,
frothy waves crash onto a sandy shore. Viewed from underwater, rays of sunlight pierce the rippling surface.
Notice it and then go back to the breath.
Tibetan prayer flags sway in the wind. A view glides into a lush, shadowy garden brimming with dense greenery on either side and carpeted with grass.
Each time your awareness is drawn away from the breath to a thought or a sensation, to a memory or a plan, to a sensation in your leg or a sound in the room, notice that it has gone away from the breath and bring it back.
A large portrait of a smiling, balding man in a plaid shawl adorns a wall. An elderly figure lies in a recliner, his chest rising and falling.
Now, you don't have to keep your eyes closed to do this. Try opening your eyes, but keep the breath, the focus.
On a cluttered desk, a string of prayer beads sits coiled atop an open book written in Devanagari script. A shelf holds copies of Ram Dass's books, Grist for the Mill and Awakening from Grief, among others.
Let it all be there. Don't be busy not seeing or not thinking.
More book titles read The Secret of Death, Life Before Life, and The Last Frontier. Seen from up close, the elderly man stares ahead, his eyes alert. White text against a black background reads, Ram Dass going home. A short film about being. Outside, delicate grain heads of wheatgrass plants sway gently beneath a milky blue sky.
My guru hangs out at this place.
A swath of pale mauve light glows between massive gray clouds looming above the sprawling ocean.
It seems holy ground. Holy ground.
A view drifts below overhanging branches.
I feel this place like that. It's one step from India.
A sculpture of Ganesha sits between potted plants.
Maui is a refuge.
Perched on a tattered palm leaf, a monarch butterfly slowly flexes its wings, then flutters away.
It's away from the hustle and bustle. For my life, I've been going city to city to city and speaking to it. It's a good place to stop. No more plans.
A variety of plants border a serene swimming pool.
I'm going nowhere. Going nowhere.
A set of second-story windows looks out over the pool into the ocean beyond.
Up here in my study, it's a bird's view. It's a bird's view. They fly, they do pirouettes, they do all kinds of things. And I see, I hear.
A view rises from a wheelchair parked by the front stairs up past the house's tiled roof and soars over a verdant shallow valley. Beyond the trees, the calm ocean meets a pale sky.
I love the ocean. I think of where the ocean goes. Everywhere. It's everywhere.
Gentle waves roll up the sands of a beach in sweeping curves, then recede. In his recliner, Ram Dass lies still, one hand resting upon his chest. Outside, a strip of cloth tied to a long stick undulates in a light breeze.
The wind here is the trade wind. and they keep it cool. And their sound is in the trees.
Tiny, delicate leaves tremble in a light breeze, then large palm trees bend and sway in strong gusts.
Nature is my friend. And that just gives me the ambiance.
Now, a young man in a ponytail carefully lifts Ram Dass out of his slowly tilting lift chair recliner and sits him in a wheelchair.
In Maui, I'm just doing a stage of my sadhana, my spiritual work. More and more love.
Wearing a wide-brimmed hat and sunglasses, Ram Dass smiles warmly as he is wheeled into view out of the study and into the bright sunshine.
Truth, love, consciousness. That's what God is to me. It's just consciousness.
The caretaker rolls him onto a small metal platform at the edge of his balcony. Ram Dass presses a lever and the railing-flanked platform starts to descend.
My life has been a dance between power and love. First part, until Harvard, power.
Black and white photographs show Ram Dass as a young man riding a motorcycle, smoking a cigar with friends, and playing golf in his boxers.
Up until drugs, I thought power was end all and be all. Because I was a little individual.
In one shot, he poses bright-eyed with smiling young women.
Then drugs and on.
Trees zip past in a blur, then all goes dark. The field of swaying wheatgrass springs back into view.
Love.
Archival footage sweeps across a university quad.
My first mushroom trip, it was so profound that I saw that radiance was inside. And I said, I'm home. My life was from rolls.
Students stroll the campus.
To soul.
The rays of sunlight bursting through the canopy envelop the surrounding leaves in an ethereal halo. Now Ram Dass's descending wheelchair lift reaches the ground. His caretaker, clad in a simple t-shirt and pair of shorts, arrives at his side and wheels him off the platform, then along a winding path bordered by a variety of short trees and bushes. They roll past the lush tropical plants. An old newspaper headline above pictures of a young Ram Dass and Timothy Leary reads Harvard Fires 2 in Drug Roundup. Old footage shows men in kurtas and dhotis dancing while wearing marigold garlands around their heads and necks. In a photograph, a group of people sit cross-legged around the balding man in the plaid shawl. Another shot shows a middle-aged Ram Dass at a typewriter sporting long curly hair and a bushy beard.
The great way is not difficult for those who have no preferences.
Pictures show him guiding devotees in meditation, then speaking animatedly to them from the stage. A color photo reveals him by the ocean silhouetted against a sunset.
I know nothing about the future.
An excerpt reads, "It was last Monday night, 3 months to the day since Ram Dass's brain was shaken by a huge stroke, leaving him without speech and paralyzed along the right side of his body." Another headline declares, "Ram Dass emerging from stroke silence." Back on the tree-lined path.
Before the stroke, I had written a book that was called How Can I Help? And it was about helping. I was gonna help, you know.
His caretaker wheels him to the pool.
After the stroke, I would have t- title of the book, How Can You Help Me?
The young man places Ram Dass on the seat of a pool lift.
In this culture, dependency is a no-no.
A female caretaker slides a lever which lowers the seat into the water.
The stroke showed me dependency.
The woman helps him out of the device.
And I have people that are dependable.
She carries him to a cylindrical foam pool float.
My stroke makes it hard to play the cello. It's difficult to play golf. Those are out there, and I'm in here.
He points at his chest with a trembling left hand as he sits in his study. Back in the pool, he floats about with a gentle smile on his face.
The stroke pushed me inside even more, and it's so wonderful.
A video clip shows men and women seated cross-legged on a grassy plain and holding hands in a wide circle.
I don't wish you the stroke, but I wish you the grace from the stroke.
The middle-aged Ram Dass, dressed in white and with a loose string of beads around his neck, walks outside the circle overseeing the meditation. Looking aside, he spots the camera and flashes a wide, bright-eyed smile.
My guru told me the stroke would be grace.
Now on the floor of the living room, the young caretaker sits playing a harmonium before a shrine to Ram Dass's guru.
When I met Maharaji, it was unconditional love.
A piece of surreal line art features Ram Dass and Maharaji.
It was wonderful to be loved that way. And I said, I'm home, I'm home.
In a blurry clip, a sari-clad woman massages the guru's knee while he sits cross-legged on the floor.
A guru is the doorway to God. To consciousness. To the one.
Tiny vases holding flowers add bursts of color to the shrine, which contains numerous framed pictures of Maharaji and a few others, as well as statues of various deities.
With psychedelics, Maharaji said you could go into the room in which Christ and Buddha exist, but you only stay a few minutes.
A sculpture in Maharaji's likeness is adorned with garlands.
Every time I would sit with Maharaji, time would stop. It was like a moment expanded.
In a photo, Ram Dass smiles adoringly up at his guru, who gazes at the camera. In the study, a framed piece of artwork featuring the word love sits beside another portrait of Maharaji.
He lived in eternity.
A view of a clock face shows the word now in place of every number, with a web of intersecting lines connecting each now with all the others. Centered on the clock face is the drawing of a chair. Ram Dass's own chair sits unoccupied in his study. Now, Ram Dass rests in his recliner, the prayer beads slowly passing between his fingers. His pale blue eyes stare blankly ahead of him, his mouth slightly agape.
Most of what we encounter are thoughts.
A view from just behind one side of the recliner's backrest shows his thumb pulling the beads over his index finger one by one.
I project not only the names, but values. So that's around judging everything.
Heavy rain splashes down on overhanging maidenhair ferns and flows to the ground. Drenched finger-like leaflets of a palm rock back and forth in a light wind, their delicate tips curving gently downward.
Without those projections, I can see everything.
Pearl-like raindrops hang from the tips of pointed leaves. An ant meanders along the broad leaf of a flowering plant. Viewed from below, warm sunlight shines down on another patch of foliage, throwing the veins of large frilly leaves into sharp contrast. A lake ripples gently, sunlight glinting off its surface.
Life is but a dream. The incarnation is a dream. This incarnation suggests there are other incarnations.
A churning river rushes through a forest, forming eddies around rock corners and splashing over the edge of a slope.
Merrily, 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 merrily. People don't seem to know that they are a soul. That their consciousness goes way farther than the incarnation.
A towering waterfall crashes down onto a rocky base, trailing off in finger-like rivulets.
We pinch ourselves to know we're alive in this life.
Old footage shows diverse groups of people listening to Ram Dass preach.
The soul is and the heart level.
A woman nurses a baby as she listens.
That's the entry point. And then you mantra, I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness.
In the old footage, the bearded Ram Dass shuts his eyes and grows still. In the present, his elderly self has his eyes closed. He opens his eyes.
I identify with loving awareness. And then go through the veil.
All goes dark.
And the consciousness veil.
The waterfall fades into view in all its tumultuous glory, mist rising as the white foam tumbles down a craggy cliffside.
Going through that veil is part of spiritual practice.
Curtains of plummeting water diffuse into a gray haze.
And the main part of dying?
A frail leafy branch trembles alongside rushing falls, splashes from the cascade drenching it. Brown, drying leaves sit curled up amidst their green living counterparts. Frangipani flowers are nestled in the undergrowth, a few dark spots marring their yellow and white petals. An ant sits perched atop a fallen fruit. Decaying plant matter forms a blackened sludge at the edge of a puddle whose surface reflects vibrant green branches overhead. Ants and a pale spider march along a network of desiccated stems, shriveled leaves hanging from their nodes.
Life is but a dream.
Now, Ram Dass sits in his wheelchair before a front walkway. Two signboards pointing in opposite directions read Grace Health Clinic and Dragon's Den Healing Center. The Dragon's Den sign lists acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, naturopathic medicine, therapeutic massage, and colon therapy.
Make friends with change.
Later inside the healing center.
And stay breathing.
This change in the body, of his strength.
A doctor lays him down on a padded table and feels his pulse.
Memory. Death is change. Just another one. Just another one. If you're identified with your soul, death is a snap. The soul goes birth, death, birth, death. Death is another step towards home.
The doctor examines each of Ram Dass's eyes, then positions himself at the head of the examination table, where he perches on a stool and massages his patient's neck. Now, with Ram Dass sitting upright, the gray-haired practitioner presses his fingertips to the older man's back and gently rotates them.
Okay. And how is this side, Ram Dass?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
You're going to retract that statement?
Yeah.
It was okay.
I give up.
I realize it's very presumptuous to get up and talk about death as if I know. But I have a lot of chutzpah. That's Sanskrit for...
Footage running in reverse shows ocean water swelling up the side of a rocky shoreline, then gushing away.
And something has happened to me as a result of my meanderings through the realms of consciousness over the past 30 years that has changed my attitudes towards death. A lot of the fear that death generated that led to denial has gone from me. Death does not have to be treated as an enemy for you to delight in life. Keeping death present in your consciousness as one of the greatest mysteries and as the moment of incredible transformation imbues this moment with added richness and energy that otherwise is used up in denial.
A waterfall moves backward, water tumbling up.
Death is not an error. It is not a failure. It is taking off a tight shoe.
Clouds waft across a pale blue sky.
I'm one of the strange people that absolutely delights and enjoys being with people as they're dying, because I know I'm going to have an opportunity to be in the presence of truth. So when I sit with somebody, the first thing I have to do is open myself to all my reactions to their predicament, all of it, all of the pain of it, grieve for the other person's loss. And when they feel heard in the grief, then we can start to meet behind the grief. And I'm faced with the paradox that I, as a human with a human emotional heart, want to take away your suffering. And at the same moment, there's another part of me that understands that suffering is grace. That suffering is the sandpaper from the spiritual point of view that is awakening people. And once you've started to spiritually awaken, you re-perceive your own suffering and start to work with it as a vehicle for awakening. As my guru says, God comes to the hungry in the form of food.
An earthworm rears one glossy end up in the air as it slowly wriggles along a layer of soil littered with leaves and twigs. A few leafy green shoots sprout nearby. Now, Ram Dass leans forward in his recliner, a hospital-style overbed table set up before him with a plate of food, some beverages, and his prayer beads resting on it. With his unsteady left hand, he lifts a forkful of food to his mouth and chews. The large photo of his smiling guru appears to look on from the corner of the room as he enjoys his meal. He puts down his fork and takes a sip of a ruby-red beverage. Outside the windows, a wind rustles the leaves of the bountiful greenery, and the ocean stretches off to the horizon.
My name was the name for Hanuman.
A figurine of the monkey god Hanuman features delicately painted details of gold jewelry and an ornate crown. He holds up a mountain with one arm and grips an ornamented mace in the other.
Hanuman is a loving servant. Hanuman Garden.
A view again enters the shadowy, lush garden.
It's where Hanuman hangs out. Hanuman likes vegetation around him. He's a child of nature. And I contacted him there.
From his wheelchair, Ram Dass studies a statue of Hanuman nestled in foliage.
I mistake his words by the quiet.
The view slowly circles Ram Dass until a burst of sunlight pours forth from beneath the branches of a tree behind him.
Ram said to Hanuman, "What are you, monkey?"
A lizard skitters up the statue.
And Hanuman answered, "When I don't know who I am, I serve you. When I know who I am you."
The weathered gray stone hands of the monkey deity sculpture are pressed together in a namaste. The lizard leaps off and all goes black. Now Ram Dass's caretaker rolls him through a parking lot in a floating beach wheelchair featuring three balloon-like yellow wheels, an armrest shaped like oversized lifeguard rescue floats. The female caretaker walks with them. They head down a sandy slope towards the beach with a few other people following close behind.
We've lived longer than we think. You're traveling through lives.
Ram Dass gazes out at the sea with a smile of childlike wonder.
What did you learn in this life?
A young woman offers Ram Dass a sprig of white flowers. He smells it with a delighted smile, then tucks it in under one of the handles on his armrest.
Considerable joy.
A little boy digs up sand with a toy shovel and tosses it into a loose heap nearby. The female caretaker zips up a life jacket around Ram Dass. In a swimsuit herself, she wades into the ocean while the male caretaker and two others roll Ram Dass's floating wheelchair into the surf behind her.
When you're in your soul, and you love something, and the things become melding.
Viewed from underwater, the sun glows in a bright halo.
So you love something, and you become one with it.
Now free of his chair and wearing a paddle glove on his left hand, Ram Dass bobs gently on the surface.
All of us, one.
The female caretaker floats watchfully at his side.
All of us one. One consciousness. One consciousness. And that's the way in which the world could right itself. Start with your peace, your love, your compassion, and go from there. And then love everything.
An overhead view rises high above Ram Dass and his caretakers and friends as they tread water amid colorful flowers scattered on the surface of the peaceful teal green glimmering ocean.
Let's all walk each other home.
Cut to black. Directed and produced by Derek Peck. Produced by Johnny Podell. Edited by Taryn Gould. Director of Photography, Caleb Sapala. Executive Producer, Lucy Walker. Executive Producers, Jason Spingarn-Koff, Lisa Nishimura. Executive Producer, Michelle Esrick. More credits roll. in memory of Cerrito Young. Further pictures. Ram Dass, Going Home Film LLC, copyright 2017. A network of pale web-like strands slowly undulate against a black background, creating gently shifting triangular patterns. Fade to black. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.